Pippa Hudson, lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Well, it is crunch time for the country's grade 12 learners. Thousands of matriculants kicking off the matric exam session today. Of course, not everybody writing the first paper, which was the computer applications technology exam that was held between 9 and noon this morning. Something like 8,000 learners, or just over that figure, sitting that first paper. And on the line with me is Jessica Shelver, who speaks for the Provincial Education MEC. Jessica, great to have you with us as always. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Papa. Thanks for having me.
I know it's only an hour or so since the exam finished, but have you had any feedback on how things went the first morning out of the starting blocks?
We have, Papa, and we can report that there are no irregularities or challenges that will compromise the NSE have been reported thus far. With the CAT and IT exams, we're a little bit apprehensive about reporting too quickly because they're not like other exams where, you know, once all learners are seated, there's very little that can go wrong. With CAT and IT exams, you know, we have to plan for a number of scenarios, which could include power outages. It could include a fault in a line just for a specific school. Computers can freeze and or break down. So we're a little bit weary on reporting and providing stats, but thus far we haven't had any reports of any irregularities or challenges with electricity and so on. We have 462 exam centres, so it is a bit of a slip collating all the information afterwards, but thus far nothing has been reported.
That's good news indeed. Now, 462 exam centres, how many matrics in total sitting in this province?
We've got 51,987 full-time, as well as 13,912 part-time candidates. So quite a large number. It's very encouraging to have so many part-time candidates as well. Those are mostly learners that are trying to complete their NSE so they can have a school leaving certificate or access to higher education. So it is encouraging. And, you know, we just wish everybody the very best of luck.
Jessica, the final question is really for the parents listening. Obviously, it's a time of extreme stress for the matric learners. We've just come out of Mental Health Awareness Week quite recently. Obviously, there's been a key focus on the high levels of pressure that learners are facing in today's world, and the competition for places at tertiary institutions, the competition for bursaries. Obviously, that puts the pressure on big time for the matrics. What's your advice to parents on how best to support them through this exam period?
Sure. I think there's also a lot of pressure on parents. I have come across a lot of NSE candidates, parents who are very stressed themselves. I think for parents, they need to ensure they create a safe and quiet environment at home for their learners, for the learners to study. If there isn't such an environment, the parents need to assist in finding quiet places for the children to study. Our libraries are all open across the province. Our mod centres are open in the afternoon. You know, and I think that they just need to be as supportive as possible. It's the most important exams of their lives, and it is very stressful. So we encourage them to play a supportive role and then just make those safe spaces available for the learners to study.
Okay, Jessica, obviously still a long road ahead. We've only got one exam underway, out of the way, and a lot still to go. But remind us, when will you expect to hear the results of this year's matric exams?
The National Minister will be announcing the results on the 5th of January. And candidates are urged to be available until the 6th of December in case of a rewrite. I know that the last exam is scheduled for the 28th of November, but candidates need to ensure that they are available until the 6th in case of a rewrite, or if there's any irregularities with the exams and they may need to submit another paper. So candidates need to be available until the 6th. Marking will then commence on the 2nd and should conclude by roughly the 16th of December, and results will then be announced on the 5th of January.
Okay, so just to recap, under what circumstances might a rewrite be required?
If there's an incident of for example, if a papers get intercepted on the way to school and there's cheating or papers go missing, we then assess the situation, and if the integrity of that exam paper has been compromised, there could be an entire provincial rewrite, or if they suspect that it may impact other provinces, there could be a national rewrite.
So the message is, in other words, don't be in too much of a hurry to get off on the matric rage, because you might get called back rather unceremoniously.
Yes, that's correct.
Jessica,
but generally, Papa, they would know, because if there was a mass incident where we would have to call for a rewrite, they would know very soon afterward, if not that day, for example. So it's not as if learners are going to go off the matric rage and then receive a call to come back. We will let them know as soon as we have the details so that they can plan appropriately for their celebrations.